USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's defense team is continuing to present their case in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. It is still yet to be determined if witnesses will be called in the Senate trial, and according to Republican Senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul, it's a very close vote.
I think there are 50 votes to have no witnesses, and there's one in the balance, and we'll see where it goes.
At the White House, with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his side, President Trump is announcing a new Israeli-Palestinian peace process. The president reminds everyone,
as I have seen throughout my long career as a deal maker, complex problems require nuanced, fact-based remedies. That is why our proposal provides precise technical solutions to make Israelis, Palestinians, and the region safer and much more prosperous.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
A warning is out regarding two old satellites colliding over the United States. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
There's a small chance two satellites could collide tomorrow evening over Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. According to space debris tracker LEO Labs, a decommissioned space telescope launched in 1983 will come very close to a smaller satellite launched in 1967.
President Trump holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held on the Jersey Shore Tuesday. The president will be campaigning for Democrat-turned-Republican Jeff Van Drew.
Without even blinking an eye, he said, I will be there. He's a man of his word. He is coming. We're going together, and it is going to be a great day for South Jersey, and it's going to be a great day for the United States of America. This is really exciting.
Van Drew speaking there on Fox News. Folks are already lining up to see President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tributes continuing across the country for Kobe Bryant. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Tributes to Kobe Bryant. Many schools starting the day with a moment of silence for the basketball great, his 13-year-old daughter, and the seven other people who perished on the plane.
He did a good job at playing. I'm glad that he completed his dreams.
Crash investigators still trying to determine the cause of the crash.
Going a little bit more in depth on this story, fog was a contributing factor to the helicopter crash. Curtis Dietz is a former helicopter pilot of Kobe Bryant, and he says flying in fog can be very dangerous.
Like driving on the road, if you're doing 100 and there's fog, you're going to slow down, right? You're not going to keep going fast. It's a huge amount of responsibility. And when you hear about this happening, you think about, I think about my son.
It's not exactly vacation season right now, but a national travel group is using today to suggest you should start planning this year's vacation. The U.S. Travel Association declares today National Plan for Vacation Day. The group's president, Roger Dow, tells me taking a vacation has all sorts of health benefits.
The benefits are huge. You know, you build great relationships, you come back energized and recharged, you're more creative, you've got some good ideas, and it's good for your health.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.